Snow and ice is blanketing a lot of America. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
When I looked out, it was still raining. I come back in here and it's snow. I'm like, wow. I couldn't believe it. It just changed over that fast.
She's in Sandusky, Ohio, as winter hits from the deep south to the far northeast. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Dave, there are winter storm warnings, ice storm warnings, and other advisories cutting a 2,000-mile swath across the country from New Mexico and Texas to Maine. Rain, freezing rain, and snow are making travel dangerous with ice on roads as far south as central Texas. Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan already seeing freezing rain, sleet, and snow. Forecasters say that area between Louisville, Kentucky, and Memphis is under an ice storm warning. They should expect significant accumulation. Dave.
Tanya, there are a lot of flights canceled. FlightAware says 3,800 of them. The U.S. military staged an operation in Syria today.
The Pentagon calls it a successful counterterrorism raid with no U.S. casualties. AP is reporting special ops forces attacked a house in the rebel-held Idlib province in northwestern Syria.
Fox's Jill Nato. The Pentagon did not say who the raid targeted. First responders in Syria claim there were 13 people killed, six of them children. Russia is calling the U.S. move to send 2,000 troops to Germany and Poland and move another 1,000 to Romania a destructive step amid fears it might invade Ukraine. But NATO leader Jens Stoltenberg says Russia keeps deploying more.
Over the last days, we have seen a significant movement of Russian military forces into Belarus. This is the biggest Russian deployment there since the Cold War.
The day after a second murdered New York police officer's funeral, President Biden will go to the city today.
Biden's agenda today includes calling on Congress for $500 million to pass his gun crime and public safety initiative introduced last June.
Fox's Jackie Abanez. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Come. While President Biden focuses on gun violence and tracking down on illegal guns on his trip to New York City today, there's something the government really wants gun owners to consider.
Gun safes, lockboxes, and other storage devices for guns will now be required to be offered to customers of federally licensed firearm shops. It's a new rule being implemented by the U.S. Department of Justice through the Federal Gun Control Act and lists it under best practices. Firearms customers aren't required to buy one, though some states do have laws regarding gun and ammo storage. The retailers will need to attest that they have the storage devices in stock. Eben Brown, Fox News.
There was a shooting last night on a Greyhound bus in Oroville, California. One person was killed, several wounded. The accused gunman was later arrested inside a Walmart. On Wall Street, stock futures are falling, coming off 2 days of big gains to start February, recovering some of last month's losses. One stock that could take a beating today, Meta, Facebook's parent company. It's falling more than 20% in pre-market trading after giving a weaker revenue forecast. They're starting to go for the gold in Beijing, with more Olympic events getting underway before the Winter Games opening ceremony tomorrow.
With COVID-19 cases on the rise and the cloud of human rights abuses by the Chinese government looming, the Winter Games get underway with boycotts planned by some athletes and other nations opting for diplomats not to travel to Beijing in response to China's human rights record. However, Team USA has sent a contingent of 222 athletes to compete in these Winter Olympics in a record 109 events. This includes likely swan songs on the Olympic stage for snowboarding champ Shaun White and skiing sensation Michaela Schifrin.
That's Fox's Matt Napolitano. Women's hockey is one of the events underway. There have been already three games today. U.S. rival Canada beat Switzerland 12-1. The American team will take the ice against Finland next hour. The men's hockey tournament starts next week. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.